Stephen Farry, the Minister for Dale, has just delivered his long-awaited statement on the future of teacher training in Northern Ireland. There had been a lot of emphasis in the running up to this statement about the future, particularly as to Millers College, with reports from the chairman of the Board of Governors there of growing deficits and particularly a lot of money needed for maintenance and all of that. Now, Minister, will you spell out in layman's language where we rest today arising from this statement to the Assembly?
Well, first of all, I am endorsing the merger between Queen's University and Stranmillis. It is the best way forward in terms of creating a world-class centre of education in Northern Ireland. It's also the only financially viable way forward. Stranmillis, as currently constituted, is not viable. That situation is only going to get worse as time goes on. The merger with Queen's University will ensure the protection of Stranmillis as part of a much wider entity and will deliver significant capital investment into the estate.
Simply saying that you're in support of the merger is one thing. Implementing that merger is another thing. Isn't it a fact that the Democratic Unionist Party is diametrically opposed to that merger, alleging that the ethos will be challenged at Stranmillis unless you tackle St Mary's as a freestanding enterprise?
Well, we have a number of different issues and concerns coming up from people. I'm clear that as and when that political support emerges for the merger, I'm happy to proceed with it. But in terms of looking at the issue myself, I've always regarded this as being much broader than simply the Queen's Stranmillis merger.
I accept that, Minister, but is it a case then, as far as Stranmillis is concerned, of live horse and you'll get grass? You know that that public support or that support within the Assembly is not there at the moment for this merger because St Mary's remains a freestanding college in the eyes of Peter Robinson and the Democratic Unionists, with a Catholic ethos being allowed to perpetuate itself. What is going to happen in the eventuality of breaking this logjam?
Well, I think it's important we hear the voices of the stakeholders and also the wider community in this issue. And ultimately, the members of the Assembly are here to represent the views of the people as to what is the best way forward. And also, you will have noticed that while the DUP are very protective of Stranmillis as things currently stand, I have to say in a very misguided way, because that's not how Stranmillis themselves regard the future.
Do you think that the chairman...
Equally, Eamon and Sinn Féin are also very protective of St Mary's, and that is a circle that we will have to square.
Now, let me just ask you, though. Do you stand for square by the statements of the chairman of the Board of Governors of Stranmillis College when he says, at the end of 3 years, you're going to need £3 million, or potentially there will be a £3 million deficit? And do you accept these figures, that the maintenance budget project is in arrears to the tune of £6, £9, £10 million? Are those figures accurate?
Those figures are from the business case in terms of the capital. We required £9 million in terms of ongoing maintenance issues, and Queen's are prepared to invest a further £7 million in upgrading the estate. In terms of revenue, we are projecting that by 2014-15, there will be a revenue deficit of £1 million.
Right, Minister. Let me ask you, though, where do we stand today with Stranmillis? This merger is not going to happen overnight, or how are you going to give effect to a merger if you don't have a consensus?
Where we stand is that I have given my support to the merger proceeding. I'm committed to moving the legislation when the political support emerges. Let me answer the question.
Okay.
And what I have announced today is a two-stage study, which, first of all, is to look at a much deeper level at the resourcing, not just of Stranmillis, but of teacher training across Northern Ireland. And I believe that we have a very heavy subsidy that reflects a divided society in Northern Ireland, one that is increasingly hard to justify, in particular in these very pressing economic and financial times. And I'm also launching a study as to how we scope out a shared system of teacher education in Northern Ireland that addresses a number of the equality issues. It's not just the DUP that have raised. I'm acutely aware of them myself on an independent basis. And also looks at the sustainability financially of the system overall and scopes out the opportunities for a shared model emerging that is in the interests of everyone and respects people's ethos
Minister,
and diversity.
Aren't you just shoving the problem further down the pipe? Isn't it a fact that you're paralysed? You can't move forward with your ideas.
I'm not kicking this for touch. What I'm setting out is a methodology of looking at this issue in a much wider perspective. This is not simply an issue of the Queen's-Stranmonas merger in isolation. We have to look at this in a much more fundamental way and ask the more searching questions. I am pressing for the study to be done in a very timely manner. This is not something that I want to see running on indefinitely.
What's your timeline?
Well, we're looking to the first phase being launched within a matter of weeks and reporting back in the early spring, and then the second strand reporting back by the autumn of next year.
Will you explain to me how Stranmonas College is going to sustain itself over the next 3 years if, in the words of the chairman, there's a potential £3 million deficit in terms of the running of the place and you're still having a deteriorating maintenance programme? How are you going to sustain that place?
Well, the future for Stranmonas is very bleak, and I'll turn that question on its head. We have a lot of members, particularly from the DUP, asking for me to pump more money into Stranmonas. How on earth do I justify doing that? Whenever we've identified a situation that's already very heavily subsidised and we see a situation of falling demand, people aren't facing up to the difficult choices that they have to make regarding the merger. I have pressures right across my budget, in particular in terms of the employment service. So am I to divert resources away from helping people find a job and pump it into an already inefficient system because people aren't prepared to take a difficult political decision?
So Minister, are you saying then, Minister, in a sentence, and I'm going to conclude, are you saying in a sentence then, Minister, in the words of the Chairman, Stephen Costello, that jobs will be lost in that college, in Stranmonas College, in the next 1, 2, 3 years, if that merger doesn't happen?
Well, that's not for me to determine. That is for Stranmonas. They're an autonomous body.
Have you no more money for them?
And they will have to manage their situation. What I'm saying, Eamon, is how can I justify putting more money into Stranmonas, given the current pressing demands elsewhere and the fact that we have an inefficient system to begin with? Why throw more subsidy after existing subsidy?
So if the money's not there, you can't take feathers from a frog. How will the Board of Governors in Stranmonas be in a position to save jobs in the meantime if there's a deteriorating, increasing deficit, financial deficit?
Well, this is a challenge for Stranmonas, but this reality, I think, does need to be brought home to all of the political parties in Northern Ireland as to what the future holds, and they have to follow the logic of this.